This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I guess the man of finger winding up another week here as we talk about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. According to the surveys done by the folks at Talkers, T-A-L-K-E-R-S. I like that, Jennifer.
As
I know how to spell.
Talkers, the TikTok.
Talkers,
right?
Yes. But TikTok, yeah. I don't think they spell that the same way. And Talkers has no affiliation, I can guarantee you, with the Chinese government. So we're safe.
Yes, hopefully we know the Talkers people. We know they're okay.
Yes, we do. Yep, we do. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program to discuss with me and with you the things that have been discovered this week. Associated with the conversations on the best news talk radio programs, excuse me, the best stations around the country. These are the official lists, mostly political issue-oriented stations for the most part. So we'll go through the stories as we can. When Jennifer is here, I like to take aside some of the things that may be a little more subtle. They could be a part of the charts and the lists and so forth, but I know she has a spin on them, and a lot of people that listen to this program, surprisingly, Jennifer, actually love to listen to you. Can you imagine?
Yeah, because everybody's pretty intelligent out there.
All right, so, says if I do say so myself.
If I do say so.
All right, so I thought we'd start with the question, and I always like starting in the hour with a question. Who's the most crooked? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the crookedest of them all? It seems the Inspector General.
It's a tough competition. A lot of competitors in that one.
Oh, my God. So the Inspector General this week launched a probe into the Biden administration's choosing of a new FBI, the headquarters, the new FBI, the site for the headquarters. There was a lot of contention. Allegations, I know you'll find this hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, but there may have been a conflict or two of interest.
Come on.
So can you imagine? Apparently the FBI building, the headquarters in Washington, are not in very good shape. So the senators from Virginia and the congressional representation said that they wanted to have it there. But they said in a joint statement released on Thursday that there was, quote, overwhelming evidence suggesting the process was influenced by politics. No!
Come on.
Please tell me. It's
that
not so.
That doesn't sound like the government. It just doesn't.
No. Uh-uh. Anyway, so your friends in the GSA, which manages all the government's real estate portfolio, says there's something fishy here. Something
what
fishy.
What is it? Do they know what the fishiness is?
Well, they want it in Virginia, and it's going into Maryland.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's where Biden lives, or he lives in Delaware, but you're getting a little closer, right? I mean.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Is it? Biden's guilty of a lot of stuff. I don't know if he. I think there's just, there are a lot of weasels around besides the Bidens. And, you know, so they're making the people in Maryland said the choice was, quote, never about politics. No, never. Uh-huh. All right, so we've had our snicker there. Let's see here. The impeachment. Yay, let's go get this guy, right? Not Biden.
No.
No, but Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas.
Now him, yes, definitely.
Yeah, you don't like him. Alejandro Mayorkas.
Well, he might be lovely. I don't know him. So it's not about whether I like him or not. It's about the fact that he keeps lying, saying the border's safe when there's a train covered with migrants coming to Texas. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's new book refer to this? Because she's the one who's moving this resolution, right? Or I guess she's pulled it.
Well, she started it, and she's absolutely right about it. And by the way, he is the low-hanging fruit of someone in the Biden administration who has complete, well, that everybody should agree on, has completely failed at his job. The immigration.
Well, he was never qualified to begin with. His qualification was that he was minority. That was it. That's brother and me in need of having a minority.
I don't know why he was chosen. This is not a personal vendetta, as I mentioned. I don't know the guy. All I know is that someone who is supposed to keep the country safe has the front door unlocked. If you had a security guard and you had, you know, he's out in front of a bank and he's got the doors wide open and he's taking a nap, that security guard would lose their job.
Okay, so you're going to be excited to hear that when you are here on the Good Day program on Monday, you and I are going to talk to the aforementioned Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, you got her. Good.
Yes, she'll be on Monday, and you and I will talk to her. I'm sure I will talk to her about different things than you think. I should ask her if she remembers me from the airplane. Maybe I'll ask.
Only when I say you have a crush on her.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see what else
we can set you up. That would be fun.
All right. Okay, the ethics probes. Well, what am I going to say? Let's keep going. Supreme Court ethics probe. What are you saying under your breath?
I said, all right.
Yeah. Supreme Court ethics probe. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee voting to authorize subpoenas for a couple of prominent conservatives who arrange luxury travel and other benefits for Supreme Court justices. No, just for one, Clarence Thomas. I'm all for this. I think Clarence Thomas, I've always thought he was a boob, but he's not very smart about how he takes his coffee, with or without cream. So, at any rate, but the problem is the wrong people. They always do this. Dick Durbin is not the right guy to lead the charge here. He's just not. He's never been, like, even-handed. Neither is Lindsey Graham, who's on the committee,
too. Well, they all walked off. They did not like this yesterday. All the conservatives said that this was uncalled for. There wasn't even a vote, and so...
Well, come on. Clarence Thomas is... he's the root of this, but apparently this is going on different levels. And so the ethics code... Sometime earlier in November, they announced their ethics code, right? But they don't have anything to enforce. It lacks enforcement and allows the justices to police themselves. So what do you think, Clarence Thomas is going to give back all that stuff? No, they're going to do that. This is foolishness. So, and it's a lot of huffing and puffing and noise making and news media. Hey, look, we told you about this, but nothing's being done. Bunch of baloney. Okay, your friend Speaker Johnson, for whom I think I've said this before, I have some regard for him because of, as he started out, getting the 45-day extension. He's done, I think, a pretty decent job so far. And, you know, so you got to be able to, and I say this advisedly because I don't always do this myself, and I know most of you don't do it, to separate the person from the job. All right? So Johnson has maybe some traits that aren't akin to everybody's liking, but is he a good manager? I think so far he's shown that he is a good manager. And he's got these yakko wacko 12 or 13 guys on the extreme right that don't like him either. They don't like anybody. Let's get rid of him and put somebody else in there. So the focus this week is on George Santos. And so that's number 9 this week on the countdown. And there's a lot of focus. I think I've seen more this week on George Santos than anything else. What about you, Jen? Jen, how much have you talked about Santos on your program in Los Angeles?
It's funny because I always feel like when I talk about George Santos, I'm here because we don't really talk about him a lot on my program. Number one, he's not in California. He's a New York representative. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I do have to tell you. And you always talk about him here, and I get it. Like, a lot of people want to talk about it because, he's corrupt. I feel like when it's something like that, unless he's serving people that I know about, I don't pay attention and let the voters figure out. But I did watch his press conference this week. I have to tell you, I have a newfound love for this guy.
You fell in love with him?
Not fell in love with him. I said I have a newfound love for this guy. I just look, he's probably, as we talk today, he's probably out of Congress already at this moment. But he is very funny. He is definitely like a fire thrower. And the fact that he says, I may be going, I'm not even going to try to whip the votes to keep myself here, but I'll tell you this, I am going to take Jamal Bowman with me because he actually obstructed Congress and pulled a fire alarm. I don't know, it's just... He was very funny, and then he took a bunch
of
questions.
He's the leading Democrat, right? He would be Speaker if the Democrats were...
No, that's Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries. Jamal Bowman is a member of the so-called squad, the only male member of the squad.
Okay.
And he, to stop a vote in the House of Representatives, pulled a fire alarm. And then
I thought it was just
a doorknob, and I pulled the fire alarm by mistake. And then admitted to it, because he took a plea deal. So he actually admitted to pulling the fire alarm. And so you've got a guy now who actually obstructed Congress, and so George Santos is admitted to a crime. I'm just accused of them. I haven't been convicted of anything. He should go. And so it's really interesting. He pointed out that only 6 people in history have actually been expelled from Congress. And then the reporters were asking him questions, you know, real gotchas, like, hey, are those pants that you're wearing paid for by your donors? And he fires back. He goes, no, these are six years old. Check the website. I don't know. He was just kind of amusing to watch.
My underwear tomorrow.
Done, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Let's pause for a moment here in the action. This is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. 17 after the hour. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's...
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
After the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Jay is off. And this hour of the program, as we review what's been going on, some of the more typical news talk radio stations around the country, one of the things that we do during this portion of each hour of the Good Day program is focus on social media, focus on some of the technology and the comments that are made by our listeners, and other things that we find, because there's a myriad of things to use and to choose from here. One of the things that Jay asked this week, and pretty much we do every week, is for you to tell us which news stories that you have been following and what you want us to talk about, in a manner of speaking, or what would you like some commentary on. And John Jay says Charlie Munger passing away at 99.
Oh, yeah.
A genius investor. And a very smart guy. Now, I had forgotten, he was the guy, wasn't he, the assistant for Warren?
He worked with Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's 99, he passed away. Did you talk about that on your program?
Not much, but I just noticed that this week. The death this week, Henry Kissinger, of course, was the one that we...
Of course. Yeah, right. That's actually number three on the list, and we'll talk about that. I mean, what I did, the first thing I Googled was a list of the women that he dated. That was what, I mean,
Henry Kissinger.
All the other. Oh, yeah. No, you Google it and see the people that he's dated over. He was quite the man about town. All right, let's see here. Earl Baim says the a-holes that are now going after Elon Musk. Again, this is the question is, which news stories have you been following and been interested in this week? So this guy is interested in the people who are chasing Musk around. They haven't, you know, it's easy. He's an easy target, for sure. He writes, they can't handle the fact that he exposed Twitter for the leftist propaganda machine it was.
Yeah.
It's just beginning. Soon they'll be going full Trump on him.
Might be true.
You know, well, the problem here isn't just with Twitter. It's with all of these damn social media companies that are thought to be by the uneducated as news sources, when in fact they're just big swamps, cesspools of people's thoughts. that are based oftentimes on emotion and not on fun, most of the time not on fact.
The problem is that these social media companies, yes, are privately owned, but the issue I think that many of us have is that they operate in many ways like a utility. And that the free, you know, the so-called free speech is not equally applied. I mean, I still believe there's no way that the Ayatollah of Iran should have a Twitter profile, and Donald Trump shouldn't have had a Twitter, Twitter profile.
There you go. Pull, thank you.
Right? Yeah, yeah, it's just unbelievable.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Stacey Ari says, Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to push her book. Well, Stacey, you can listen to Jennifer and I on Monday because we'll have we're having a conversation with her. She's going to come on and push her book, amongst other things, probably. Let's see here. Cheryl Graziak, I think that's how she pronounces his name. Mrs. Carter's death and the focus on her life well lived. Yes, I think that is, that's number 10 on the story list this week, and she's number 10 on the people list, on the talkers list. But I think you're right about that. Let's see here. Sharon Jakubik, I believe her name is. She said the story that has captured her interest about a 9-year-old Kansas City Chiefs boy. A 9-year-old Kansas City Chiefs boy, was he the son of somebody accused of racism?
Oh, he was that little boy who had
the painted black and red face thing, yeah.
And the guy, that reporter, went nuts from Deadspin and got death threats for the family.
It, you know what? People need
chill
to
pill
get
people.
A life.
Right.
Leave. It's none of your damn business. You know, there's all these wokeisms and everybody's politically correct.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting Hamas did not provide Israel, by 7 a.m. local time, a list of hostages to be released today. Additionally, Hamas fired rockets at Israel. In response, IDF says it has renewed its attacks to wipe out the terrorist organization Hamas in Gaza. According to a new report, the Biden administration pressured YouTube to target alleged misinformation relating to the COVID-19 vaccines. Back in April of 2021, President Biden's former director of digital strategy, Robert Flaherty, emailed Google team members to connect and combat vaccine hesitancy. But also the goal was to crack down on vaccine misinformation. Documents obtained by the House Judiciary Committee show that the White House decided what was misinformation. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
My name is Lana Stefan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
All right, don't worry. Hey, Abby. It's always been a mood setter for me. All right, this is, don't you think? Yeah, this is a good mood setter, manner speaking.
And you know what? It reminds me of Cocktail and Tom Cruise, and how can you be upset when you think about either of those?
That's right. Okay, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio from our point of view. Jay is off in this hour. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing some of the stories, conversation about the stories. One of the things that is just below the surface here this week, the change in the real estate market because of the interest rates going down a bit. Isn't it interesting? They've only gone down like less than a point. Everybody, wow, look at this. Let's go buy a house. So, more importantly, though, the fighting in Gaza, which is number one this week on the charts, week of November the 27th to 1st of December, and the hostage releasing that continues. Although I think as of the time we're doing this program, the Israelis have resumed combat operations. The truce expired, and so they're back in there. I think what Biden was hoping, and so were everybody else, is that they were going to, see this as a way to stop But now they're back in the Gaza Strip, and the end of the week-long ceasefire is obvious. They are going to try to blink and nink and nod. They're going to try to restart the truce conversations. I think they've made their point. They've done what they need to. And especially on the word that they knew there was going to be an attack. And now this is something that I think I said earlier. Uri Geller, who's a great friend of mine, lives in one of the best-known Israelis in the world. And we talked the first day. We always are, he's on the program a lot. And so he said he was infuriated because it seemed that nobody in the government knew there was going to be an attack. And he knew instinctively, you know, maybe his psychic abilities, that that was not true, that that was what they were saying. And he's actually been a supporter of Netanyahu. I don't know that he is now, because he knew that Netanyahu knew, and so did all the other leaders in Israel, that there was going to be an attack. And as a matter of fact, Mossad knew about it, and Netanyahu knew about it a year. They'd known a year ago there was going to be an attack. So this is political expediency on the part of Netanyahu, which will probably, I don't know where it's going to go, because it's too early in the news cycle of following this, everybody finding out that they really knew what was going to happen, and Netanyahu used it as a political opportunity to solidify his control in Israel.
We don't know that for sure. I know for sure. That he knew about that.
Yeah, no.
That's hard to paint on somebody, I think, because, I mean, obviously, if you are in Israel, you know that you are going to be attacked. And I think that's what people are talking about. I don't know. I don't love that until after it's all over. You still have people that are hostages. You still have babies that were killed. I mean, you can't tell me
it's horrible.
He's asking for that. I don't think that he was asking for that.
I think there's too many questions, though, that haven't been answered. Let's put it that way. All right. We'll cop to that plea and then move on. Number six this week on the story list is the Hannity Show, quote-unquote, debate. These two clowns on...
I watched. Did you watch it?
And no, I have no use for either one of them, so I don't want to waste my time. But I knew you'd watch it, so I'm going to handle it.
Of course.
I'll hand it over to you for your play-by-play, if you will.
I thought that it was really... I was really worried because I know what Gavin Newsom has done to California, and I know what he wants to do to the rest of the country, and I know that he's drooling to become president. And so I was very worried, especially given Ron DeSantis' lack of charisma or chutzpah in the presidential primary. But and I was really worried he was going to get it handed to him. But I have to say, I actually think this was, strangely enough, and maybe this is a word for Ron to stay governor and not run for president, this was his best debate performance of all the presidential primary debates this year. I mean, he actually came prepared. He was strong. He actually answered all the questions. What was very clear about Gavin Newsom is that he didn't answer any questions. He pivoted every single time. And
were they both together in the same?
Yeah.
Was this a two-camera show?
It was in Alpharetta, Georgia. They were on the same stage together. Hannity was there. But what was funny is that it shows me that Gavin Newsom is great in an interview where someone's not going to push back, which is always because the mainstream
media. He's very smooth. He's a slick operator.
He's a slime wad. I mean, he's just very slick. And so he's really good when no one's pushing back. But what happens to him, I've noticed, in a one-on-one debate, when somebody confronts him with the disaster that California is, he gets really upset. And then he comes out with all due respect, Governor, and then he pivots to something else and doesn't actually answer the question.
He's a politician. He answers no questions.
What I think was good about this debate, because I thought, why are we having this debate? What I think is good about this debate is whoever ultimately runs against Gavin Newsom should study what he does in this scenario, because this is the first time we've seen him in a national debate setting. Mm-hmm. And I think the key is to confront him with facts. And he never answers a question, and it's very obvious. I think people can tell, even if you're not, like, you know, politically observant, you'd be able to tell that he keeps squirming. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I definitely think, and I even heard some Democrats talk about this, that DeSantis was the winner because he came with facts and with numbers, and DeSantis didn't have the same facts. But it's no doubt he's a great talker, and it's no doubt that he is probably the best communicator that the Democrat Party has right now. So
right, but he's biding his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. He'll be out there smooth and polished. And I saw something about...
Is it going to be this year, or is it going to be in 4 years?
Nah. Because he's too close to the leaders of the party. Pelosi's his aunt, and there's a whole list of people he's connected to.
The major scenario about this year is, if you're a Democrat and you watch that debate, Gavin Newsom, as much as he didn't answer any questions, he also didn't, like, fall over and cough all over himself, which is what Biden looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he just lied. They said, do you have any doubts about Biden's acuity? What do you think his grade is for his mental capacity? And Gavin Newsom looks right in the camera and says, A+. Like, anybody who looks at Biden, even if you love the guy, might say, well, maybe a B- or C+.
Joke,
you know, I mean, it's just obvious.
Joke.
But the thing about Newsom is that he will just... You know, he'll lie to you. And so the idea is that it's already too late for him to go on the ballot. So he's telling you the truth when he says, I'm not running, because he's already missed deadlines to get in the ballot in Nevada. You can't win for the president if you're not on the ballot. But there's an idea that Biden's no longer going to be viable. And at the convention, at the Democrat convention, when they actually pick a nominee, the superdelegates could bring in Gavin Newsom to replace him. So... we'll see.
Imagine Gavin Newsom and Trump on the stage at the same time. Wow.
Well, see, that's why I think this is an interesting thing. And Trump should actually thank DeSantis for doing this, because it gives you insight into how Newsom debates.
Yeah. All right. Kevin McCarthy, I want to go back a little bit to some of the things that are going on in Congress. Mike Johnson is number 4 on the list, and you know, if it weren't for what happened with some of these characters, Kevin McCarthy would still be in the prime spot. But he still has a visibility, a visage, if you will. I thought it was interesting that he was talking about Trump and says that, and this has been around a lot this week, Jennifer, now, you don't have to respond, you're not here to defend Trump. I know that you like him and you want to vote for him, you want your listeners to like him as well, but Kevin McCarthy said something this week that I think is very apt.
Mm-hmm.
He says Trump loses if he focuses on revenge, which has been a lot of what Trump has been talking about
in the
last month.
I don't disagree. This has been kind of the conversation, I think, in conservative circles about Trump and how what his 2024 campaign will look like. Because I think it's got to be, and I don't agree with Kevin McCarthy that he can't focus all on the past, but I do agree that he's got to focus on the future, because people typically want someone who presents a rosy view of what they can do for a country that they love. And so that's where he has to stay, I think, politically. If it 100% becomes about revenge, I think people might enjoy it for a minute, and then they won't be with it. So you have to be able to talk about what the future holds. I 100% agree with that. But I also think what's important for Trump is to maybe make it 80-20. 80% about what's ahead, but 20%, the reason people have connected with Trump is because they feel that everybody in the swamp, and I'll put air quotes around that, has thrown everything at him to keep him out of the White House. And so you have to talk about fixing those problems, because otherwise you turn a blind eye to them. And that's really why I lost faith in Ron DeSantis. He didn't seem to focus enough on the persecution that conservatives were facing, because he didn't want to bolster Trump's claims. And I think that's missing when you have people who are rotting in jail for January 6th. You have conservatives who've had the FBI come to their house. You've had churches that were targeted by the government during COVID. People want to feel like you acknowledge their problems and you're one of them. So Trump's got to do that. But I agree with McCarthy, not 100% of the time, but at least a small portion of the time.
All right. Henry Kissinger, number 3 this week on the story list and the people list, passing at 100. The amount of influence that he had on global leaders, the fact that he was still around, he had a recent meeting with the president of China. He was the one who opened the door in the 70s and did the negotiating to get the Americans and the Chinese together. When Nixon was president, I said many times that was the most important accomplishment, I think, that Nixon made on the positive side of things. Kissinger was associated with lots and lots of politicians on both sides of the aisle, although more of a Republican than a Democrat, but he certainly was respected for any number of reasons, including, I don't know if I said this on the air or off the air, but the first thing I did when I saw that he died was Google them women that he'd been with during his life, because
he
had
quite a... Who was the most shocking that we would know about?
Jill St. John, probably the Bond girl.
Oh, wow.
Who was half his age, but apparently, yeah, anyway. So that shouldn't be his legacy. It's just an amusing sidelight of his life.
Why do people hate him so much?
Because he got things done, and because he was a German Jew, and you know he spoke with an accent. He took no prisoners. He told Nixon remember when the Nixon presidency was in, they taped everything. And some of the conversations that Kissinger had with Nixon were about as raw as you could imagine. You listen to Kissinger and the profanity that he aims at Nixon for, you know, doing some of the things that he did or getting him to do things, was pretty significant, frankly, and pretty interesting. The Republicans in the Senate want changes in immigration as part of any bill to fund the Israeli war, the Ukrainian war, which I think is apt, although we often talk here, Jennifer, about all of the garbage that gets added to some of these bills, and everything ought to be separated out on its own. There needs to be change in immigration law, and it's really interesting how the Democrats seem to be, in the way, they're not doing anything, and yet everybody on both sides of the aisle is screaming about that mess on the border. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes in the next week or two. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at 48 After on the Talk Radio Review.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time to prepare for the weekend and all the projects that you have going on around your home. That's why Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program with Leslie Segretti, also the author of lots of things in the Money Pit newsletter that we will talk about if we have time, and the Money Pit podcast with the radio program is on the top of the food chain, if you will. And so I love having Tom here. He and I have been friends for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. I was thinking about how we first met the other day because I was talking to Phil Lempert. There was a whole group of people that were with the consultants that you had in New York.
Yeah.
And we all got together at the same time. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, Ken Kronhaus, the doctor, you, a lot of specialty show people, Warren Eckstein, and they all ended up on this program.
Here we are.
There we go. All right. So we have the idea, the object of affection here when Tom is on, to think about things that you'll be working on perhaps this weekend on your home. This is an inside or an outside thing. Ashley, who listens to us in Illinois, has a question about the manual for her new high-efficiency washing machine. I suppose we could, there are all sorts of things. Now, these things really is good. They look pretty fancy. They look like, you know, gadgetry from space, some of these new washing machines.
No,
so
awesome.
What's the scoop? Are they good?
And her question is this. She says that the manual for her new washing machine says she may need to reinforce the floor underneath it. What's up with that? So, look, the difference, main difference between high-efficiency and standard washing machines is the high-efficiency machines spin much, 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 much faster. And when they do, they can wobble that much faster if they're not perfectly level. And so sometimes they'll have an adverse effect on your floor. I don't really think you ever really need to reinforce the floor. What I do think you need to do, though, is make sure the dishwasher is the washing machine is A, perfectly level, and then B, there's a neat device called an anti-vibration block, Doug. I don't know if you've seen these. They're rubber blocks that are about an inch thick, and you slip one under each leg of the washing machine, and it's sort of like a shock absorber for your washing machine. As the machine spins, it absorbs some of that vibration, helps dissipate it so it doesn't wobble, it doesn't walk across the floor, it doesn't make a racket if it's on a second floor. And I've used these now for many years, and they're inexpensive, and they work great. So that's what I would recommend, Ashley. I would suggest you level that machine and put in the anti-vibration blocks.
All right, there you go. A word to the wise, Ashley. Now, we're talking about washing machines. Let's talk about dishwashing machines.
Okay.
Because in the next episode of the Money Pit podcast, you focus on just that, right?
Yeah. So we review some of the dishwasher ratings that were out from Consumer Reports. And one of the top brands is consistently Bosch. And I was going to tell you, I have a story about a Bosch dishwasher that leaked. And, man, was I mad because I was so impressed with that brand. And I put the dishwasher in myself, and I ran it, and I got an error code that said it's leaking. I said, it's not leaking. I put that darn thing in. I know it's not leaking. So make a long story short, after taking it out and putting it back in and taking it out and putting it back in twice, I finally took it out, turned the thing upside down, and it was leaking, but it had nothing to do with the dishwasher. It was mice that had eaten through the dishwasher drain hose.
Already? Oh, the drain
like
hose.
Fast. Like it's, fast.
Yeah. My God.
It ate a hole in it.
So,
my dishwasher's fine. I just needed a new drain hose and get rid of the mice.
Well, you're high on the Bosch brand, I can tell.
No, I like it. I think it's fairly priced, and I think they make a good machine.
One of the things we were talking about before we went on the air was my experience with the older KitchenAid dishwashers, which I bought a new one, and it was junk, so I went back to the old ones. I happened to find a few of them, and they really work very well. All right, from the newsletter, themoneypit.com/newsletter, you always have some important tidbits. I don't know, you do so much research, you put so much stuff together. Here's something on a house that has steel siding. I didn't even know there was that. I know you got aluminum siding. There was steel siding?
Yeah, can you believe that there was a time when homes had actual steel siding? And, of course, steel rusts and needs to be painted and primed and all that. Yeah, it was mostly after World War II when you started to see the steel-sided houses. But in some areas of the country, they're still out there.
So what do you do? You take them off and put the vinyl siding on?
If you want to re-side, sure, yeah. I mean, you would remove and replace with vinyl or any other kind of siding today. You know, the siding I like the best is composite siding, like the James Hardy. I've had Hardy plank siding and Hardy shingle siding on, in particular, I have the Hardy shingle siding on a garage on my house that matches perfectly the natural wood shingles that are on my...
We're going to use that in our development. The homes are going to all have that Hardy siding on it.
Yeah.
It looks good. Yeah, it feels good, looks good.
It lasts.
All right. There you go. MoneyPit.com, MoneyPit.com/podcast, MoneyPit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreitler here with Doug at 59 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.